Brian Tracy, The Power of Focus. 1. Clarity. Quote, "You can't hit a target you can't see," end quote, Zig Ziglar. Quote, "A person with a clear purpose will make progress even on the toughest road. A person with no purpose will make no progress even on the smoothest road." The most valuable work you can do is thinking, because it has high consequences, because it determines the decisions you will make, which leads to actions, which leads to results. Potential consequences should determine how you manage your time. It will increase the probability that you will hit your target by learning and growing in your field and having clarity. 2. Focus. 1. Decide exactly what you want. 2. Write it down. 3. Set a deadline. 4. List everything that will have to happen in order to attain that goal. 5. Organize it into a plan by sequence and by priority. Prioritize the list using the 80-20 rule. 6. Take action. Nothing is potentially hard if you divide it into small jobs, Henry Ford. So do it one step at a time. 7. Develop momentum to do something every single day. Also under the focus section, write your goals for the next 10 years, personal, positive, and in the present tense. Choose one of them for your major definite purpose and do something every day towards it. 3. Purpose. As you free yourself from, quote, deficiency needs, you can focus on, quote, being needs, the qualities of people who feel great about themselves and are dedicated to their self-development. Make a mission statement that has 1, values, vision, purpose, 1, values, 2, vision, 3, purpose, 4, mission, and 5, goals that are measurable. Ask, 1, if I had all the money I could ever want doing one occupation, what would it be? 2. What work would I do if I were financially independent? 3. What values are so important to me that I want to share the passion, knowledge, and commitment with others? 4. What kind of difference do you want to make in your world? 5. What do you want to be known for? 6. What gives you the greatest feeling of importance? Example, my mission is, parentheses, in terms of the difference you want to make in the lives of others, and parentheses. My method to achieve my mission is, parentheses, activities you'll engage in, and parentheses. The way I will measure my success in the accomplishment of my mission is, parentheses, the number one result that would be single best measure of my success, and parentheses. 4. Concentration. Form good habits and make them your masters. Complete your tasks fully. Focus on one thing at a time. Manage your time by 1. Organizing your goals on paper by priority. 2. Developing a plan for each goal. Create an SOP and follow it. 3. Keep monthly, weekly, daily to-do lists and an ongoing future list. 4. Prioritize using the 80-20 rule. Label each item on the list. A. Must be done. B. Should do. C. Be nice to do. D. Delegate. Or E. Eliminate. Or ask, 1. If I can only do one thing today, what would be the most valuable? 2. What can I and only I do that will make a real difference? 3. What is the most valuable use of my time? 5. Excellence. Self-esteem and self-efficacy, which is how competent you feel you are, reinforce each other. The top 20% in any field earn 80% of the money. The amount you earn is directly determined by continually upgrading your skills, and top earners focus on developing one skill at a time, clearly and deliberately. The top 20% who continue to learn, grow, and improve increase their income on an average of 11% per year. Ask, what one skill, if I developed it and did it in an excellent fashion consistently, would have the greatest impact or help me achieve my major purpose on my career? clarity, focus, and concentration. And then write a personal, positive, and present plan for excellence and organize it by sequence and priority. CANEI, continuous and never-ending improvement. 6. People. QL equals QR times QR. The quality of life equals the quality and quality times quantity of relationships. Become a go-giver, not a go-getter. Always ask WIIFMC, what's in it for my customer? What can I give this person? Network, get involved, help people first, make people feel important. 1. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. 2. Be agreeable. You don't have to agree, but if it's not important, let it go. 3. Practice acceptance. 5. Express appreciation. 5. Express admiration. 6. Express approval. 7. Pay attention. 8. Question for clarification. 9. Feedback their words to them. 7. Persistence. Set a big goal. Bounce back from adversity. 1. Stay calm. 2. Get the facts. 3. Look for the good. 4. Seek the valuable lesson. Quote, when God wants to send you a gift, he wraps it up in a problem. The bigger the problem, the bigger the gift. End quote. Learn from mistakes by A. accepting responsibility. B. being solution-oriented. C. pre-program your mind by asking, what is the problem? What else is the problem? What is the solution? What else is the solution?